You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, bright and early this morning at 8 o'clock, while some of you were still having coffee, the company known as Sappi Limited gave us their update for the fourth quarter of their year, but also paired with it, the year-ended update for the year-ended September 2024. I have the privilege of speaking to Sappi CEO Steve Binney to take a look at the performance of the business, see if we can make sense of it, and see where it leaves us now. Good evening, Steve. Thanks so much for taking the time. Rather decent fourth quarter of the year by comparative standards, but the full year picture doesn't look so great.
Good evening, Jimmy. Well, firstly, on the final quarter, an excellent quarter for us, and you know, we saw a strong bounce back, a big recovery relative to the prior year. I think what you're referring to in terms of the full year was obviously our bottom line profit, which was after impairments. We closed two mills during the year, and there was significant impairments attached to that, but the underlying operating performance of the business was good, and progressively better as we moved through the course of the year. So, you know, we're very satisfied with the results. It's a strong bounce back after a difficult second half of 2023, and you know, we were pretty positive about our outlooks for the next quarter.
Steve, I do want to take a look at some of those finer details, because when you do look at a headline kind of statement, or you look at just the top line numbers, it is difficult to get a clearer picture of the business, as you rightly mentioned. So let's drill down into some of those numbers. $225 million of special items. That's cause for concern for anyone, but I imagine some of these might have been necessary. Some of them, like impairments, are once-off accounting adjustments. Take us through those adjustments, or the items that make up that number, and whether or not they are recurring or just once off that you had to deal with.
Yeah, the vast majority of that $200 million that you refer to relates to the closure of two mills in Europe that we decided to take out, one in Belgium and then the one in Germany. Our traditional business was graphic paper, which was high-end marketing paper and high-end magazines, and obviously with the shift to the digital age, the need for that has become less, and we've been gradually reducing our capacity over a number of years, and shifting our focus and transforming the business to higher margin, higher growth segments. And that's two broad areas. It's dissolving pulp and packaging. So specifically attached to the special items that you refer, it was the closure of those mills. We had to obviously retrench the staff there and close down the machinery, and that's what it related to. It's not a recurring expense. It's a once-off, and you know, as we move forward, we don't have those assets, and it lowers our fixed costs.
Might not have the assets, but you also don't have the headache of figuring out what to do with that business if it's no longer serving you as a business as well, I suppose. Steve, I want to look at some of the other figures within the numbers that were reported. $458 million in capital expenditure. Where is that going to go into, and what are we expecting that'll do for the top line revenues and some of the other operational efficiencies you're hoping to improve?
Yeah. CapEx was $458 million for the year. Obviously, a big chunk of that, us being a capital-intensive manufacturer, is maintenance costs. Over and above maintenance costs, the biggest part of the CapEx spend relates to a big project that we have underway in the US at a mill in Maine, USA. It was about $160 million of that total. That's a project to, once again, to reduce our exposure to that traditional graphic paper business. But instead of closing that mill, we are converting it to packaging, and at the same time expanding the capacity. It's a very exciting project for it. In fact, it's actually the largest CapEx spend all together. It's over $420 million. It's the largest CapEx spend that Sappi has ever undertaken. It's very exciting. The US markets are very good for us. They're growing. It will deliver good margins and sustainable profits moving forward.
Steve, one of the numbers that increased quite significantly was the net debt figure, increasing by 31%. Quite a significant jump when you look at it at a headline level. But I suppose there are some smaller components within that that you mentioned around, obviously, the mills that we spoke about a little earlier on that would have forced you to kind of go into that the increased debt. What does that look like from a balance sheet perspective? The business is still comfortable with that debt level. Where else did that debt increase come from?
Yeah, we've touched broadly on the two main reasons for that. One is the closure of those mills in Europe, and that cost about $150 million. And the second was the capex, the additional capex for the big project in the US. We've over a number of years we've been focused on reducing the debt at SAPI, very disciplined. We brought it. We more than halved our debt over the period from 2020 through to 2023. We decided to make this investment, as I say, at Somerset in the US, which is going to give us increased profitability. Once it's complete, it's going to be finished in April. Once it's complete, in the second half of 2025 and into 2026, we're going to see a significant debt reduction and get it back close to that billion dollar mark that is a target of ours.
Steve, before I let you go, you touched on this earlier, saying you're moving the business into sort of high growth, high margin areas, and the paper side of it might not be what that looks like. Have you identified other areas, perhaps beyond the pulp and other businesses, where you might say, look, this kind of lines up with what SAPI is capable of doing, or you might be repurposing some of your existing operations and saying we can rejig this particular factory and achieve a new kind of outcome that might offset what we're losing?
Yeah, well, we've been doing that now, obviously, over the last couple of years or the last few years. And it's, as I say, it's two broad categories. Firstly, it's dissolving pulp, and dissolving pulp goes into textiles and clothing. And so that SAPI is the largest dissolving pulp producer in the world. It's exported from South Africa. Great business for us. We had record profitability in South Africa this year. And in fact, for our third consecutive year, we export more than 1 million tons to places like China and India. And we think there's further growth opportunities there. The second broad area is packaging. And with the macro focus on reducing plastics in the world, there's a shift to sustainable raw material supplies, and paper is one of those, and that's creating exciting opportunities. So a lot of the traditional graphic paper capacity that we've had, we've redirected towards paper packaging, because that's the future and it creates exciting opportunities for us.
I was actually going to say, Steve, I wonder how the whole environmental conversation has been affecting such a traditional business, because SAPI has been around for a lot longer than some of the other businesses that might be coming up at this point. But it's always nice to see that you're able to rework the business and continue to keep the business moving forward and moving into the future. Wish you the best of luck for the new financial year. We look forward to catching up as the numbers come out and as you do more exciting things. We'll leave it at that, Steve. Thanks so much for the time and insights. Steve Binney, CEO of SAPI, joining us to reflect on their fourth quarter's performance alongside their yearly performance and just what the business looks like going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.